Yeah, tell me about, where did you go last week? Been away, isn't it?
I went to Shropshire with the family. Yes, family holiday.
Oh, nice. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's family holiday every year with all my mum's side of the family in Shropshire, which is always a laugh. But it's just a big family, and it's like 60-odd people. It's a lot. Wow. It's a lot to cope with. There's always going to be people you get on better with than not, aren't there? Some of my cousins just drive me mental, and some of them are so sound. But there's a fair old whack of them, I'll tell you that.
He's, do you know what? Accent is on point. Well done, you.
Thank you.
You've been practicing that one, haven't you?
One of my few talents is accent.
It's not. There's just that one. The rest of them, listen, we've recorded four of them. Three of them were shit.
Do you mean they're shit? Which ones?
Which ones? You tried four times. that was like my dreams, except yeah, it was more so. Forehead than I've ever remembered anyone ever having.
Full six head.
Wow. The old Manc accent was alright, but then the weird cross Jamaican. I don't even know what the fuck you were trying to do, but that was. We've got recorded and edited proof. The Brummie accent was a fucking mess, wasn't it?
Fucking blaming him. I'll teabag him, lad.
No, this Scouse.
What's wrong with that?
Scouse.
It's the same thing. They're the same
it's
people.
It's not. Black
country, Birmingham, and Liverpool, and like Liverpool, yeah. Same
Scotland.
Place.
Scotland are the same people as well.
Obviously not. Get them all involved. Don't be silly. Oh, right?
Yeah, no.
You're being flippant, Charlie.
Oh, silly me. Yeah.
Charles.
What a blooming idiot.
Is your name actually Charles? Or is it Charlie?
It is
Charles.
It is.
Charles what?
What do you mean? Charles de Gaulle.
A middle name, you dingus.
Yes.
What?
But for government purposes.
What is your middle name?
I'm not revealing it, am I?
All right, fair enough.
Fine, people will know who the fuck I am, then.
Nah. I was just trying to trip you up, mate.
So this is my next little conundrum, is I'm not going to do episode titles anymore.
All right.
Not doing it. Because, to be honest with you, it's really niching out the episodes.
That's fair enough. Okay. All right.
I think it's just better that way.
You think so?
Yeah. Okay. Probably.
You're still going to do a description?
I'll do a description, like, a written description.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I mean.
I'm not going to record. Yeah, I'm not going to record myself every episode going, oh, thanks for listening. Because to be honest with you, if you're still listening, you're just fucking wasting your own time at this point.
I think on second thoughts, that fan is quite loud.
Is it really?
It's loud enough. I can hear it.
I'll turn it off. It's gone.
It'd just be a classic. You either forget to press record or you press record, but you put a fan on that fucks the footage up.
I mean, that's exactly what I was worried about. Yeah. So I was asking if you could hear it.
I can't. It's just slightly enough, yeah. I think.
It's off now anyway. So, I mean, if we've lost half an episode, so be it. Or 5 minutes or whatever it is. Anyway, what else have you? Tell me some stories, pal. I'm excited for them. I'm living for them.
Well, here's a good one. So we did an escape room.
Oh.
Well, so we always do one. Last year's one was really, really good. It was at a proper escape room place that has like 8 rooms, and yeah, it's their whole business is that, and they were clearly just very good at it, and that kind of set my expectations high for this year. And they were dashed sorely on the rocks.
Oh no.
We went to a prison. We went to Shrewsbury Prison, right? And it's decommissioned 9 years ago or so.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant you all just got arrested.
No, was, yeah, we just piled in.
It's a bloody good escape room, this, isn't it? It's really realistic.
Yeah, really, yeah. What are you doing with that shiv?
Is that real blood? Wow.
Is that real shit on your walls?
Am I dying?
Oh, fuck. This is very realistic.
This is too realistic. I might go home, guys.
That's a bit much for me. That was not the problem, actually. We, they made a big show of taking. First of all, we were like introduced to this escape room by the most depressed woman I've ever seen. I honestly thought at any minute she was going to whip out a razor and start carving fucking names in her chest. Like,
it's
unbelievable. If Eeyore had genuine manic depression and became human, that's what you're looking at right there.
There she was.
Like, she fucking announced all these things on the edge of tears. So everyone was just like, what's going on?
And then we'd like to escape from this room, please.
She took it. She took us up to this, you know, like C wing or whatever it was, and there were like 16 rooms, and everyone, and there were people in every room. And I got, you know, we got in.
Did you all get put in separate rooms?
No. So
you mean there was just other?
There are other people doing it. So there were like 16 rooms, each with up to 5 people in it.
With you,
yeah. So in our one, I'm putting this politely. It's really only me and my girlfriend and one of my cousins who were very much help. Okay. But out of 5 people that were in it. But
I mean, would you like to name the other 2 family members?
No, actually. Hoping they never listen to this podcast. I don't think they will. They're not the podcasting types.
Whoever was in the escape room with Benjamin, yeah. You were fucking useless.
You are a moron.
You're thick as shit.
Excellent. Yeah. That's fucked me off.
That's bound to ruin some family ties, isn't it?
100%.
Fingers crossed.
No, it's not that. It was more the case of, you know, people have different... they enjoy it. They love coming on it, but they're not...
Coming on it? Everyone likes coming on
right,
it.
Well, it's a bit of a fucking travesty now, so I'm just going to stop trying to salvage that one. It's too far gone. that's not... that's not important. You saucy bastard. Dear. What was important was the fact that this thing was so, so easy. It's just too late. It's too late. It's always... Yeah. I can't salvage anything with you. Too far gone. But it was so easy that it took us, I think, 70... Okay, bearing in mind you have an hour to complete this.
Hmm.
Took us 17 minutes.
That's good, isn't it? Really getting your money's worth out of it.
The last 3.5-4 minutes of that was simply because I didn't think they would use the same code for 2 different locks.
Sure.
So I didn't bother putting that code into a different lock. I was like, surely that's not a thing. They wouldn't do that. There's got to be other puzzles.
Yeah, it was lazy, isn't it?
So it actually took us about 13 minutes, right? Bearing in mind, per person, it's £20. Hang on a second.
Oh. Yeah, Dad. Are you making a pot of beans and that for mum and you as well?
A pot of beans.
Thank you.
A pot of beans.
Pot of beans. A whole pot of beans.
What the fuck is a pot of beans?
He's making what's it called?
Beans on toast.
No.
Cheesy beans.
Shut up. Jacket potatoes.
Oh, very good. Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, so you mean, sorry, buy a pot of beans, you mean a tin of beans?
No, I was asking him if he was making like a big pot of beans to ladle out. That's what I mean.
Okay.
I'm going to say a tin of beans to ladle out. You need more than one, more than one tin, aren't you? Fucking.
I don't know. It depends how many people there are.
Clearly 2, at least.
All right, well, 2's enough. 1 tin is sufficient for 2 people.
No, it's not. Not
there's not, too many. Fucking, what are you doing? Guffing through your fucking duvet?
Yeah, not with my consumption of baked beans. No, I have the good baked beans, not the ones that give you colon cancer.
Oh, that's not good, is it? That's not nice.
Other brands are available.
That is Heinz. Not nice. Yeah, colon beans. Brilliant.
To be fair, we've had kidney beans. You've heard of kidney beans.
I like kidney beans.
Kidney beans.
Colon beans are the new thing.
Back to my story. There isn't much more.
Please,
it was simply the case that, you know, we got out and, you know, she was like, you finished it.
£20 a person.
And we were like, yeah. I mean, is that it? I said, is that it? And she said, well, yeah, but you've just beaten the course record by 20 minutes.
Incredible.
I thought, so, I mean, I didn't say this yet, but I thought, you must have some stupid people coming here, man. Like, like proper fucking amoeba petri dish grown people. I mean, I just awful. I felt so disappointed and dissatisfied.
Deflated.
It was just so disappointing. Like that. £20.
£20, like for the experience, fine. But £20 each.
It's like it wasn't even that good of experience.
£100 a room.
We're being, you know, they got you outside of it, and they put you all in handcuffs and put bags over your head to lead you in the room.
Good.
Close the door and then say, well, you take your bags off your head and then you can take your cuffs off once you find the key. But it's like... Nah, I'll just stick with that and cheese, thank you.
Confirmation of a pot of beans.
Are you, have you got a place to live yet?
No.
That's good.
So, the missus has finished work now. She's left work. So she is on viewing duty. Because, you know, amazingly, we've only had one estate agent offer us that we can have like a virtual tour. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So like, everything that's happened with COVID, you'd think that a lot more of them would offer this.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've asked other places and they've all said, nah, you've got to turn up on the day, mate. You've got to come in and have a look. And like she said, all she's going to do is walk in the room and go, yeah, we'll take it. It doesn't matter what it is. We don't need to look at it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? We just need anywhere to live. I don't think people understand not how desperate we are, because we're not desperate yet, but how keen we are just to live there.
Yeah.
We have to live there. There's no two ways about it. I don't care whether we live in a fucking box or a mansion. Do you know what I mean?
Well, if that's...
So to answer your question, no. Okay. We have nowhere to live.
How long have you got?
2 weeks.
Fucking hell.
It's the 12th now. So we've got until the end of the month.
For 3 weeks.
In which we need to move out of here. And then basically either... I mean... She's going to go and live with her uncle because it's closer. It's in Sutton, so it's over that way.
Right.
And then I'll have to live with my mum and commute to work daily. So we'll see how that works out.
Until when?
Until we find somewhere to live.
I see.
It's not ideal by any means. But like I said to her, I can't. With any job that I've worked in before, I can just sack it off and move on with my life. The problem with this is that because we're moving quite a distance, I've got a transfer sorted, but I can't say to my place of work now, oh, I'm going to leave here, but I'm not going to start at the other place for like a month.
Yeah.
Because they'll just say, no, obviously not. You're still especially on the books. You're still being paid.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, grow up. So, yeah. It's quite difficult to be honest. I mean, I might be able to push a week or 2 weeks out of them, but a month's a bit much, isn't it? I don't know.
Find new rounds at a place that you really don't know as well.
Yeah, exactly. It's all going to be a bit of a mess the first couple of weeks. I mean, listen, as long as we find somewhere to live, I couldn't care less what I'm doing.
Where are the cats going?
Oh, they're coming with us.
No, I know that, but with who first?
How do you mean?
Well, if you're staying in one place and your missus is staying in the other
place.
Oh,
I see. Well, if it comes to that, then she's going to take them up with her because all of our families down here have all got pets already. So it seems silly to introduce the cats to other pets as opposed to just taking them up into a neutral place. Yeah. You know what I mean? It sounds to me like freedom.
Freedom? I'm joking. Wow.
Freedom! But that's the plan. To be honest. So like I said, I mean, we're boxing everything up and we're going to take it all. I mean, it's sort of all being directed towards our uncles at the moment anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just the big stuff. So we've looked at renting a van and that seems quite expensive. It's like £180 for 2 days.
Yeah, that's pretty standard, isn't it?
Oh, it's cheaper to fucking buy one.
The rent. Well, that's an exaggeration, isn't it, my friend?
The
van rental places are always so funny to go into because they're just the most, like, do you know what the back rooms are? Like the concept of like just like a place which is very vaguely familiar, but you can't put your name to it. It's like one of those places that you know you've never been to, but is
you're
like
sure you've been
you sure you've been there. Like, every van rental place or car rental place I've been to, but specifically van rental place I've been to, always feels like that because it's some PVC fucking cabin, some vans outside, like a sofa in there, some brochures to do with stuff that's totally irrelevant to hiring a van.
Yeah, like flowers.
And yeah, things, and like funeral services and the rest of it. And then someone,
I mean, it's quite relevant to their vans, I imagine. But...
one person behind the desk, and then no one else around, even though there must surely be more people working this because there are like seven.
Not just a one man band.
Yeah. You know, and the rest of it. And then you get shown around the van and the whatever, and you drive away. And really, it's a strange thing if you think about it. Like, just, but anyway, those places always give me the creeps. They're like hospitals.
Yeah. I've used a couple of, you know, like Enterprise, like rent-a-cars like that. And they're all pretty similar as well. You walk in and someone looks you up and down like you've never driven a car in your life.
Well, they look at you like you are a way for them to make money off of their insurance policy.
That's exactly it. Exactly that. Literally that.
I mean, I remember I went, oh, that you're going to love this. So I once took a ferry with my dad over to Cherbourg. Absolute shit all over the place there.
Not so nice, okay.
And we got the ferry over, and we just walked on and off, and we rented a car in France. Now, Enterprise assured us that they can deliver cars to that they have a phone in the port that you can call, and they will bring the car to you at the port and that sort of thing.
Sure.
We got there, got off there, found the Enterprise phone, and it was disconnected. Right, and we later found out that apparently they do that. Like, they don't care. They'll just put it in there, tell you that it's there. So they haven't lied, broken contract, but it's just disconnected, whatever. So they don't have to do anything.
It's savage, isn't it?
And I didn't have any phone signal, and Dad didn't have a smartphone at that point. This is like 5 years ago, he didn't have a smartphone. So we had way of tracking a map to try and find this Enterprise place. And there was this other couple of geezers who were also looking for Enterprise, trying to find this place. So we ended up basically just wandering into Cherbourg with our suitcases in tow, like just trying to find this.
Very good.
You know, this Enterprise. And eventually we found it and got treated like, you know, the usual dog shit that they do, they do by these people showing around these cars and the rest of it. But it was just, it's just such an atypical Brit on holiday, you know, wandering around Cherbourg. I mean, I'm surprised I didn't get robbed at knife point, to be honest, walking around Cherbourg.
Yeah, literally. Then.
Hang on a second. Sorry, Dad.
Your beans are ready, pal.
Moving on.
No, I was just going to say, I don't have that many stories of bad things that have happened, actually. It's been quite a boring few weeks. It's been more a series of mild irritations, you know, like,
sounds like my life, to be fair, mate. Honestly, if there was anything on my gravestone, that'd be it. Just a series of mild irritations.
Just a series of unfortunate events.
It's literally it.
Yeah.
Here he is. Lemony fuck it.
That's your porn name, bro. That's it right there.
Brilliant. Sour zest.
Yeah. Oh. Oh no! I tell you what is a good story actually, which will make you laugh. I hope I saw one of the most satisfying things happen supermarket in Shrewsbury or Shropshire. Ignore my pasty legs.
I don't know what's happening here, to be honest. You look like a praying mantis.
No, I'm just resting my foot on the end of my bed and my chair is like this. The angles are always weird because the camera's angled downwards.
I see.
You're just a fat bastard, so it doesn't really matter what angle it comes at. Angles aren't going to save you. Do you know what sours are?
Yeah.
Like
we're talking about like cherry sours, like whatever. The drink. The shooters.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yeah.
Obviously, you know what sours are, so you worked in a spoons. They had this. Sorry.
I don't know what's funny about that.
Asking
me what fucking Jägermeister is.
Yeah, well, it's true. I went into one, and this woman brought some apple sours, bottles of apple sours, and she was letting her kid just, you know, scream around, run around as she was paying for everything, put me in the basket, and they paid and left, and her child, and she went to get some money out of the ATM, and like it was a window here, and you know the checkouts were over here and the ATM was there, so you could see through the window to what was going on, like in most supermarkets. And I kind of knew what was going to happen as soon as the kid, because she was looking one way to the ATM, and he just picked up this bottle of sours. It was about four, and I just knew he was going to launch it.
Oh no.
And he launched it at the back of her legs.
Wow.
Not very hard, but hard enough clearly to catch her off balance. So the thing, it then dropped and smashed over the floor. So it's just apple sours running down the pavement and glass there. And she just...
She got no hands and knees.
She just, like, fucking crumpled with her back, you know, her knees gone in and, like, fell down. It was so funny.
Like a bag of shit.
Yeah, it was absolutely priceless.
Oh, dear.
But, yeah, that's what you get for raising your son to be a...
That's just very true. I mean, you know, if you're going to bring him up like that, then they're only going to fucking bite in the arse, aren't they? Now, going on a story about buying alcohol, this is, I mean, it's not really a funny story or anything. It just really irritated me at the time. Yeah. I mean, it made me chuckle at the time, but in hindsight, it irritated me. This woman, we were waiting in Co-op the other day, and woman was obviously at the front of it. You know, they've got all the alcohol behind the fucking desks now rather than just out on display where you can rob it.
Yeah.
So she was going, how much is that bottle of vodka? And the geezer's looking at her and then turned around and gone, there's about 10 bottles of vodka here. Which one do you want? Do you know what I mean? Like, different makes, different sizes. Yeah, what do you want? And she's going, oh, that one. And like pointing at it. But, you know, you're like 20 foot away from the bottle.
Yeah, yeah.
So you could point at fucking anything. It doesn't matter.
Just,
that
just
one.
Say it's just it. In just the crowd, say the name. Pal. Yeah. Just
say the name. Yeah. It's next to the Smirnoff.
I don't want to play fucking Where's Wally with you for my booze, please.
There's a queue of about 10. And you're,
get
fucking,
on with it,
you're playing a game of fucking fetch my drink. Yeah. I can give a shit. Yeah. No, it's not a bar.
Yeah, exactly.
Get on with it.
Yeah.
So anyway, she's pointing at it and she's going, oh, how much is that one? And the geezer's fucking taking a punt. He doesn't know which one it is. He's gone, oh, about 8 quid. And she's gone, oh, how much is the litre one? And he went, oh, but it's on special. It's like 15 quid. And she went, yeah, that'll do then. Brilliant.
So after all that, that will do.
All she wanted was a litre bottle of fucking crap. You know, it wasn't even, it wasn't like a decent vodka either. It was like Co-op owned.
Oh,
do you know what I mean?
Dishwasher filthy, vodka. Bro. That's
in juice.
That is, I mean, that's paint stripper, that.
It's embarrassing. And she's pointing at it like she didn't want to say the name of it because it wasn't a net. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's not even a branded thing. Co-op own, pal.
At least
£4
at
a
least
litre
job, buy Smirnoff. I mean. Like, that's a shit brand, but at least buy Smirnoff.
Yeah. Buy something with a fucking percentage, for fuck's sake. Not this. Do you know what I mean? 10% is like the same as Bond Seal. What's the point? Get a tube of that in you.
The Bond Seal. Brilliant. Head on B&Q, next to methylated spirit. Come on. Be a
literally
man.
Literally that.
Go into
you
a
fucking
hospital.
Wash your paintbrushes and then wash your belly. Go on.
Yeah, go in a hospital, rob the fucking alcohol gel out the dispensers. Be a man. Come on.
Yeah, be a proper alcoholic, for fuck's sake.
If you're going to do it right.
None of this nonsense around 12p vodka. Fuck off. So that irritated me a bit. Also, talking about ATMs, again, I was at Co-op. This was about 6 weeks ago. I don't know if I told you about this. I drove up, and this was like 9 a.m., do you know what I mean? I drove into the car park, and the ATM was on the floor. Like, someone had ripped
someone
it out,
ripped out the wall.
You know I mean?
Brilliant.
Yeah, it was just a massive hole, and then it was on the floor. And there was some police around it with some tape, but they clearly panicked, and they've taped, like, around people's cars, do you know what I mean? Like, they've actually used the cars as somewhere to put the tape up, to put it around it. And then there's a police, and I was watching this thinking, I mean, that's a good waste of taxpayers' money, isn't it? There's one policeman sweeping, and there's another one sat in a car writing a report about it. Good.
Excellent.
Ideal. Good stuff. So, and then there was a woman mincing around with her little fucking, I assume it was her like phone camera, and she was just taking a video of it or whatever. And then she was asking, she had a, what do you call these ones where you can record your voice?
Dictaphone.
Dictaphone, thank you. She had one of them and she was asking, you know, like, oh, what's happened? And then the policeman's literally not responding. Like, he doesn't give a shit that she's even there. Then, anyway, I've gone in the shop, I've gone round, I've bought whatever, I've got to pay in for it. And I've heard this woman behind me going, I wonder if I could talk to someone about what's happened outside. And then I've realised she's a fucking journalist. She's from The Echo, isn't she?
Yeah.
Who's tipped her off for a start?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean,
no.
It's 9 a.m. The place has only just opened and you're fucking down here hounding people.
She was there, my friend. She was waiting for
So she'd asked. She was like, eyeing about because it was, you know, very interesting and I'm a nosy Parker.
Yeah.
So she said to this poor lad that's working there, she said, what's happened outside then? And I'm not joking when he said, well, someone tried to steal the ATM, didn't they? switched on this
guy.
Is he the manager?
Yeah.
He's on point.
He is on board.
And then she was going, when did it happen? And he looked her in the face and went, well, obviously yesterday, because no one was here.
Fuck's sake.
Like last night, and it, like, that's what he was trying to get at, was where we shot at 10 and it happened after that. But what he said was last night, because no one was here. Brilliant.
Brilliant.
Not going to do it broad daylight, are they?
You'll see him on the chaser next week.
Jesus. On the chase.
On the chase.
He's not going to be anywhere fucking. The only thing he's being chased is his last fucking brain cell out of his head. He's fucking chasing around with another spot of weed.
Horror, Steve.
Unreal. It was just, I mean, it was just a ridiculous conversation. Yeah. Like, the woman clearly didn't get what she wanted because it wasn't in the Echo. So that was good.
You were waiting for you for the next day. You looked through every page.
I did Google it. Yeah, no such luck. No one gave a shit that someone tried to rip some money out of a wall.
Why doesn't that surprise me?
Yeah.
Didn't work, clearly.
Clearly not. It was all over the fucking floor. I don't think there was any money left in it, though.
Well, so someone did actually get money out of it.
Yeah, I think they actually stole money from it.
Oh, okay.
Like, there was nothing left in, shit. You know, I mean, the you've got the screen and the buttons.
Yeah, yeah.
It was all ripped out of the wall, and then it was, like, smashed up all over the floor. Yeah. Like, the geezer was literally sweeping up bits and bobs.
Yeah.
That was ideal.
Mate, we are both so knackered, aren't we?
Yeah, it's not good, is it? It's not good. It's the sun, man, dragging it out of me.
Yeah, that and moving and all the stress.
Oh, it's just, everything's a bit hectic.
Yeah.
I know. But I'm glad that we've
got
squeezed a couple of hours in.
There's actually probably some good stuff there, although you have to cut the McCann shit.
Yeah, it's a shame. I might make that a little secret episode just on our website.
On our OnlyFans.
Yeah. On our Maddie fans.
Oh.
Brilliant.
I'm going to look that up on the dark web.
Bring that. Churn all that back up. You done that for.
Well, that's... It's going to run out. So that was good to chat, my friend.
Yeah, man. It's been emotional. All right. I'll catch you later then.
Good to speak. Bye-bye.
Alvida saying. Why not visit our website? twospoonsofcoffee.wixsite.com/home for all your podcast needs. Why not give us a tweet? We're @2spoons_coffee.